This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Growing up in Bangor, Kalamazoo artist Linda Zuska climbed trees. And as she developed an interest in art, it was only natural that her favorite topic would be trees. Zuska is now the owner of Ninth Wave Studio on Walnut Street in Kalamazoo, where art lovers can see her work and the art of many others. Zuska has taught art at Kalamazoo Valley Community College and Western Michigan University. She's a founding member of KVCC's Center for New Media. So tell us about this love story between you and trees.
Yes, trees are currently my topic in my artwork. And I think if I really think about it, it's been the topic of my artwork for many, many years, even when I was an undergrad in painting school at Western Michigan University. Mm-hmm. As a child, I lived on a dead end road, and at the end of the road was a huge ravine full of trees and underbrush, gross, poison ivy, all sorts of things.
Yikes.
And I just spent a lot of time down there, and trees were my friends. And I really felt the community of the trees, and I felt like I was welcomed and part of that community.
When you went to school, how did that develop, this love for nature, love for trees? And that isn't the only thing that you do. It is primarily what you do. But I've also seen artwork that you've done, portraits, that kind of a thing as well.
That's
or
right.
Insects.
Yes, that's right.
Stones.
Yes, quite
yeah,
a bit of stones.
Rocks.
I had a love affair with stones for a long time. And in West Michigan or Southwest Michigan, we don't really have a lot of stones other than stones that you see in a farmer's field, which they toss out.
Yeah.
And I was painting and drawing all of these stones just from my imagination. And I had the opportunity when I was teaching at Kalamazoo Valley Community College to take students to study abroad. And we went to this place in Ireland, the west coast of Ireland, and I made contact with an art college there. It was the Burren College of Art. And the Burren is a description of a landscape. It means the stony place. And once I saw that, they're just limestone, pavement, and rocks and stones everywhere, and that just filled me up. I didn't long for stones anymore. It just filled me up. It was incredible. I saw things that I had been painting for years and drawing for years.
Yeah. So take us into the artist's mind a little bit. You're walking around, you see something. What happens? How do you begin? How does that love process between you and that tree? Why this tree and not that tree?
I guess my communications with trees and my communication with the landscape. I think I read somewhere that, and maybe not just one time, but many times, and many different people would say this in different ways, that an artist draws or paints or creates visual art for a reason. And the reason may be they cannot communicate something verbally. So they feel that there is a need in order to communicate that, so they do it visually. And when I see a certain tree, especially an older tree, I feel that that tree has witnessed a lot and knows a lot, very, very ancient. I've been reading some books lately. One is called The Overstory by Richard Powers. It's a New York bestseller, I believe. And it talks about the aspens out in West, I think it's in Colorado, and their roots are just ancient, thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, and this forest is growing, sprouting out from the roots. It's just amazing to me. So there's that growth, there's that sense of community. I think they have something to tell us, and we haven't been listening.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I asked Zuska about what she's working on next.
Well, one of the things that Ninth Wave Studio is involved in, and I'm involved in, is a project that's called the Photosynthesis Project.
Oh, do tell.
Yes. And I've been thinking about this topic since I have heard an interview on, it was called, a program called On Being.
Okay.
And it was an interview of Dr. Robin Wall Kimmerer by Kristen Tippett in the summer of 2017. And during the interview, Dr. Kimmerer stated that she had photosynthesis envy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. And it's a lovely interview. And you can search for it if you'd like. But she's a botanist.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how simple in this process is, but how complex it is that a leaf can take sunshine and take rainwater and carbon dioxide and then change that into the oxygen that we breathe.
Yeah, that is remarkable.
Just, yeah, and the more you think about it,
the more you envy.
The more you you envy, or the more you just go, wow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. So, in a nutshell, photosynthesis is largely responsible for producing and maintaining the oxygen content of this planet. And also it supplies all the organic compounds and most of the energy necessary for life on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was marveled at this, and I wanted to start doing a series of artwork, and I had looked at some galleries that were interested in showing the artwork, and they wanted me to come up with a proposal. And I'm writing this proposal, or trying to write it, and I realized this is so much bigger than me. I just can't do this by myself. So I put a call out to other artists, and then also poets in the Kalamazoo area. We have a group of 13 of us that are working on it right now. Oh. It's kind of like an 18th month project. Right now we're just doing research, and we're getting together every month and just talking about our research and our development sketches.
Oh, interesting.
And
I'm going to have you back when this is all. So what's the goal point of this? Is it going to show somewhere?
Well, we're thinking at the end of 18 months, we're going to have an exhibition. Mm-hmm. And there's various places that are interested in doing that now, you know. But it's going to be an ongoing process. Something like photosynthesis just can't be a one-time deal.
That's true.
It's a group of artists and poets that are going to work on this. And one thing that I've always thought of this, and I've shared this with these artists that are working with me on this, is that Joseph Campbell said that there needs to be a new mythology for our planet, because the mythology that we have now is not working. Yeah. You know, it is not going to save our planet. And he states that it's up to the artists and the writers, you know, to do that. So, we're taking it seriously.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Linda Zuska, the owner of Ninth Wave Studio in Kalamazoo. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.